yoga nidra, yogic sleep, psychic sleep practice. A practice that creates and cultivates a deep sense of relaxation in both body and mind. So please take a few moments now to make sure you have everything you need to ensure that you have the best experience possible. And really hear those words, the best experience possible. You want everything you need. Popcorn in one hand, candy in the other, you've watched the trailer, you've got an arm around you, you're in the best seats ever, you've gone to the bathroom beforehand, there's no kicking children behind you, right? All elements to help ensure that you really enjoy that movie, okay? Same, same. Tend to your space. Make sure your phone is on silence, if that's a thing for you. Make sure you're in a quiet space where you won't be disturbed. And reminder, it's not just a quiet space. It's a sacred space. And I mean, I'm not saying you have to install a temple into your house. But even just lighting a candle, having a photograph or an item that means something to you nearby. A teddy bear, your absolutely favorite sweater, some incense. You do you. Even do this practice seated if necessary. Get really comfy and let everything else go. If you are lying down on your back in the pose of Shavasana, if it's uncomfortable to lay flat, you can always prop up your knees over a bolster or a pillow, a folded pillow or a rolled blanket, so that there's a supported bend in the knees. A zero gravity chair is also a great option, or a recliner. Take your time. Get comfortable. Set yourself up to be totally comfortable and fully supported for the next, oh, what's my guesstimate, 45 minutes or so? This is your time. So make it sacred. Be supported so that ultimately there's no real need for movement. This is a practice done in complete stillness, so making those final wiggles, squiggles, adjustments, and take as much time as you need. Legs wide, toes flop open, arms out long and wide, pull the shoulders down, tuck the chin as you hug shoulder blades together. Scooped pelvis. Soft open hips, relaxed abdomen, open chest, collarbones broad, throat open, face released of any held expression, unhinged jaw, tongue soft, eyes are heavy, eyelids are heavy, eye sockets are spacious. Feel the eyebrows melt down to the skull, third eye wide open, skin of the forehead smoothed out, ironed out, rippling up through hairline and scalp, every hair follicle. Back of the head is heavy. Lay your body down. During yoga nidra, you are functioning on the level of the subconscious mind, the storehouse of it all. So you need only relax, let go, trust, and absorb the vibration of my voice. Ooh, I like that. Absorb the vibration of my voice. Notice I didn't say analyze my words. Absorb the vibration of my voice. But don't worry if you don't hear or remember everything I say. It's common, as you know, to drift in and out. So just do your best to remain aware Do your best to remain awake, but don't try to do any of that. You don't need to concentrate too intensely. That will just disturb your relaxation. So again, simply allowing the experience to be exactly what it's meant to. I have called this yoga nidra bathing in the sunrise. Bathing in the sunrise because it is a practice that awakens and invites the energies of warmth, healing, peace, serenity, safety, and comfort, trust, and new beginnings. Bathing in the sunrise. And in a moment, you'll be asked to create a brief, positive, present tense statement of intention. Yoga Nidra, we call that our Sankalpa. And you might want to create your Sankalpa using one of these words or concepts. Again, energy, warmth, healing, peace, serenity, safety, comfort, trust, and new beginnings. But of course, you are free to create any intention that you like. All right, I've sped ahead. Let's rewind, come back to now. Let's set the tone, create some momentum, that trajectory. Let's begin this relaxation practice, this sunrise-y practice, by taking 6 very long, very slow, very deep breaths in through the nose, and then a sigh, make some noise through the mouth. So soft, deep, full belly breathing. I want you to really take your time. There's no rush. With each breath, becoming more and more relaxed. Start now. Take your time. Feel your lungs expand and gently stretch with every inhale. And then feel your body soften and relax with every exhale. Letting go of any and all tension, any busyness in your body or mind. Becoming quiet, keep breathing, peaceful and still. Breath by breath. And imagine with each exhale, any dark clouds of energy, so worry or tension, strain or fear, floating, dissolving out of your body like a mist, and gently blowing away like clouds on the wind. A few more at your own pace. And after the 6th, maybe you've already completed, eventually finding a gentle and natural breath now. Feel your body warm, comfy, and peaceful, lying in this safe space. Feel your body held in this safe space. Feel the soft and natural flow of the breath in and out through the nose. The gentle movement of your belly with every breath. Body and mind now prepared for this deep rest and the nourishment of Yoga Nidra. Now, creating your personal intention or resolve, your Sankalpa. Allow a desire from deep in your heart to surface. Let it rise to the top of your awareness without searching too intensely. You already know it. You only needed to become quiet, still, and relaxed in order to remember. Positive present tense, simple statement to reflect your desire. And in your mind, repeat it 3 times with deep intention and feeling, full awareness and attention. Again, a gentle reminder, if you wanted to speak to energy, warmth, healing, peace, serenity, safety, comfort, trust, and new beginnings. Let it come. 3 times now. Trust and let it go. We now create a deeper sense of awareness with a conscious relaxation. And we will mentally map the body. No need to physically move any part. Rather, try to remain as still and as relaxed as possible, allowing the awareness to move and flow through the body. Do not try to relax. Simply become aware of each part of the body as it's named, and relaxation will become the natural effect. And if it helps, you can always repeat each part mentally after me. Let my vibration become your vibration as you become aware of that part of the body. We start on the right side of the body. Bring your attention to the right hand and the right hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth finger, palm, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, underarm, right side of the rib cage, right waist, hip, buttock, right thigh, kneecap, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Now to the left side, left hand and left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left little finger, palm, back of hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, underarm, left side of the rib cage, left waist, hip, left buttock, thigh muscle, kneecap, shin bone, calf, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. And to the back, feel the tip of the tail bone. Go to the sacrum, the lower back, middle of the back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, space between shoulder blades, the back of the neck, the whole spine, back of the head, top of the head. Now to the front, starting at the pelvic floor, the low abdomen, navel point, upper abdomen, right chest, left chest, heart center, hollow of the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the whole throat, right jaw, left side of the jaw, chin, lower lip, upper lip, tongue, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, bridge of the nose, eyebrow center, right cheek, left cheek, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, third eye center, forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right side of the head, left side of the head, back of the head, crown of the head. Now the major body parts, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together, the whole right arm, whole left arm, both arms together, the whole back, the whole front, the whole head, both legs, both arms, back, front, face, and head, the whole body. Expand your awareness to the whole body. A subtle awareness of the whole body. The whole body mapped out in your awareness. Whole body and the breath. Notice the breath. The effortless breath. Feel that smooth breath flowing back and forth through your nostrils, softly flowing. And notice the breath moving back and forth through the throat, a soft flow of the breath back and forth through the throat. A gentle rise and fall of the chest with the breath. Go to the chest. Feel the expansion and contraction with each breath. Now a soft belly, rising and falling with each breath. The subtle movement of the belly with each breath. Soft expansion, gentle contraction. Each and every breath a soft, effortless flow. Keep watching the belly rising and falling with each breath. Watching with your mind begin to count backwards with each breath. 13, breathing in. 13, breathing out. Continue in this way. Soft flow. Counting backwards with each belly breath. If you lose your count or arrive at zero, simply start again at 13. Breathing and counting. Breath flowing in and out. Now, wherever you are, stop counting the breath and begin to awaken sensations in the body, awakening various sensations and felt experiences as they're named, through the experience of creating sensations. You are able to experience the dual nature of all life. We'll begin with heaviness. Begin with the sensation of heaviness in the body. Create and cultivate a sense of heaviness through whole body. Legs are heavy. Arms heavy. Head heavy. The whole body so heavy it feels as though you are sinking down into and through the floor, completely aware of heaviness in the body. Now lightness, let heaviness begin to subside as you begin to feel light. Awaken the feeling of lightness in the body. Weightlessness. The legs are light. Arms light. Head is floating light. The whole body light and weightless. A feeling of spaciousness. So light. It feels as though you are drifting up and floating up above the floor. The whole body is light, weightless, smooth as air. Heat. Begin to experience heat in the body. Beginning with the very core of the body, manifest heat that radiates out, filling the whole body with warmth like a burning ember, growing warmer and warmer. The whole body hot, glowing. You might imagine lying on hot sand at the beach in summer. The warm sun beaming down on you, whole body sweating, whole body hot. Now start to feel the heat dissipate and fade. Feel your body cooling down and start to create the experience of cold in the body. The whole body cold. Imagine swimming in ice cold water, drinking a glass of ice water, standing outside in the winter without a jacket. Whole body cold. Fingers and toes cold. You are icy cold to the very core of your being. Whole body down to the bones. Cold. And feel the sense of cold begin to fade. Feel your body coming back to a neutral, natural, comfortable temperature. Just right. Now take your attention to the space behind your closed eyes. The dark space behind closed eyes. This infinite space. This endless space. The inner space. Rest your awareness here for a time. Notice any images or patterns, colors or lights. Observing anything that pops up with a detached awareness and a light, effortless curiosity. Now imagine you're on an early morning walk before the sun and the rest of the world has woken up. You are walking peacefully alone after a deep and restful sleep, and the almost full silver moon casts a bright light, making it easy to see as you stroll along peacefully and slowly. The stars are bright, and together the moon and the stars illuminate the clouds around them. It is a beautiful, tranquil morning, crisp but not too cold, as you walk in your favorite sweater. The sound of your footsteps on the earth creates a pattern, step, step, a rhythm that feels meditative. The early morning feels perfectly quiet and peaceful. Moonlight dancing on treetops as you step and dance on the earth. Eventually, you come to a park with a large expanse of grass. You lie down on your back in the grass, feel the cool dew, and listen to the sounds of day as light begins to emerge. You start to hear birds singing, crickets chirping, maybe small creatures beginning to awaken and scurry about. Watch and feel the subtle changes in color and shadow as night gives way to day. Lying on your back, your feet are to the east, and as the sun rises up over a hill, sunlight spills down the hill and slowly creeps across the grass towards your feet. And as the morning sunlight reaches your feet, you feel the most wonderful warmth bathing them. The sun soaking your feet in warm golden energy that begins to move up your legs, warming your legs, energizing them, healing them. Gradually, the sunlight moves up the body through knees, hips, belly, chest and heart, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, face and head, bathing your whole body in warm, healing golden light, rejuvenating you, purifying every cell, energizing, healing, like a warm golden blanket. The sunlight moves up through the whole body. You feel every part of you surrendered to this divine, comfortable warmth. You are covered as if by this warm, golden blanket of energy. Every muscle relaxes. Your skin softens. Your breathing slows. You are luminous, your entire body infused with sunlight, inside and out. You feel renewed, recharged, and with this gift from the sun, You are ready to continue into your day, your night, your week, your month, the rest of your days. Gradually, you stand up and you turn. And as you walk with the radiant gift of the sun, taking in the beauty all around you, all within you. All is well. You remember your sankalpa, your resolve. Remember the intention you made at the beginning of your practice. The seed that is now ready to grow within the fertile, warm soils of the practice. With your mind clear and calm, remember your resolve and repeat it 3 times in your mind and your body with faith, with feeling and awareness. See it, feel it, and know it to be true. Come back to the breath. Notice the feeling of your body lying warm and comfortable on the surface below you. Notice the feeling of relaxation in the body and really bask in it. Notice all of the places of contact between your body and the support beneath you. Feeling of any clothing on the skin, the weight of your body rooted into the earth. Sense your surroundings, any sounds around you, deep in the breath more and more. Come back to right now. And before continuing about your day, I want you to pause and always, always make sure you have everything you need to ensure that you have the best experience possible. Whether it's going into work, having a conversation with someone, going to bed at night, going to the movie, right? No kicking kiddos behind you, your favorite arm wrapped around you, candy, popcorn, you've used the bathroom, you've watched the trailer, you know what's coming. Make sure you have everything you need to ensure that you always have the best experience possible. And then fully enjoy it. Pause here, bask here, bathe in the warmth of this practice as long as you need. Any wiggles, squiggles, silence, stillness, rock and roll to your side. Take your time. And know that my hands are at my heart center. And I see you. I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.